Sometimes, the question of whether you're being true to yourself isn't quite so cut and dry. Gina Chavez is an Austin-based singer-songwriter whose new album, Uprooted, was released earlier this year. In the album, she explores her identity as a Mexicana who only came to understand herself as a Latina later in life. Here's Gina Chavez in her own words about the challenges of being authentic.
This is called a charango, and I like to say that a ukulele and a mandolin met in Latin America and had a little love child. But that's not the truth. It's basically a 10-stringed ukulele-like instrument and specific to Andean music. My music in general is kind of a journey through Latin America. You know, born and raised in Austin, I'm half Mexican and half Swiss German, but I'm a third generation estadounidense, so from the United States, and a third generation. So I didn't really grow up with much of my Latin heritage. And it was when I went to Argentina and heard this music called a chacarera, and it's a 6-count, just really intriguing kind of rhythm. So I'm in this like super crowded restaurant called La Peña in Buenos Aires. You know, it's really loud, climbing over tables and, you know, chairs to try and find a place to sit and all that kind of stuff. And this band ends up getting on stage and they start playing this music and everybody stopped what they were doing and they just start going clap, 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 along with this particular rhythm. And I was just like, oh my God, what was that? And that kind of started me on a journey to kind of discover my Latin roots through music. The song Maíz is actually written in a chacarera. It's a hopeful song, even though it's kind of a lament. There's a line that says, raíz, dulce raíz. So root, my sweet roots. Sigues vivo en mis venas y mi cantar.
Sigues vivo en mis venas y mi cantar.
And that's kind of where I bring it back to say, you know, even myself, who's been so far removed from the struggle and the joys and, you know, the beautiful things about Latin culture, but also the struggles and the hurts. Even though I've been so far removed, I've been uprooted from that part of my existence. There's something within me that lives on. You know, and then one of the other lines in Bridge is actually kind of based on a saying that people think from Mexico, but it says, no cruzamos la frontera, fue la frontera que nos cruzó. Which is basically like, we didn't cross the border crossed us. And I guess for me that kind of, it represents, you know, it's lines in the sand. And that's, those lines have such impact on people. The name of the album is Uprooted. I feel very planted and at the same time flailing in the air, and I don't know where I, you know, I don't know like where I belong, kind of accepting who you are, you know, maybe accepting myself as a Latina, even though I look like a gringa or something like that. So. I very much accept myself as a Latina, and I feel very proud to call myself a Latina. And at the same time, I think in the back of my mind, there's always this understanding that I have not necessarily lived the experiences of many Latinos and the struggles of what it really means to be a Latino, or what it means to be maybe a dark-skinned Latino.